Today we are talking to Matt Peterson and Malik Rezamni about their documentary, Spaces of Exception. The film is screening on Tuesday, April 16th at the Sanctuary for Independent Media in North Central Troy. It'll be followed by a panel discussion about the film. Spaces of Exception juxtaposes the struggles, communities, and spaces of Native American reservations and Palestinian refugee camps. And today we are joined by Matt and Malik to talk about their film. Welcome to the Hudson Mohawk Magazine.
It's a pleasure to be here. Thanks for
Thank
having
you. Yeah.
us.
Malik, can you tell us a little bit more about Spaces of Exception and include why you called it Spaces of Exception?
Spaces of Exception comes out of a longer-term multimedia research project, if you will, called Native and the Refugee. And the purpose of that project was really to try to understand and build connections as much as we could between the experiences and histories and present day realities of Palestinian refugee camps and Native reservations in the United States. And the reason for that is that we saw that there was kind of a broad similarity between the struggles of Palestinians and Native people in terms of the centrality of the question of land. And then we also saw a similarity in terms of the spaces, the reservation as this kind of extranational space that is kind of the product of a distinct history of displacement and genocide, but is also the kind of holder of a kind of quasi-sovereignty. We felt that there was a similar kind of dynamic. I grew up myself between the US and Lebanon, so I'm not Palestinian or Native, but I was able to observe from the outside a kind of similarity within these spaces, or at least in terms of how they exist within the nation states in which they're located. And so we thought if we could go inside to these places and talk to people, it might be interesting to juxtapose them. And that's essentially what the movie is. It's a series of segments shuttling back and forth between the US, West Bank, and Lebanon. The reason it's called Spaces of Exception, in part, is an homage to Giorgio Agamben, who speaks about states of exception. We took this kind of idea of the state of exception, which in Agamben's idea is this period of time, basically, where law is suspended and politics becomes real, which is to say that the full violent apparatus which makes states possible is enacted, law is suspended, but then in doing that, new norms are created. It's time when law and politics fuse. His was primarily concerned with a temporal or a time-based. We wanted to look at it spatially. And we can see that, unfortunately, right now in Gaza, in terms of the complete suspension of any kind of international law and the full brute force of the Israeli state being displayed. And in that, I think, unfortunately, we're going to see the creation of kind of new forms of violence that could be applied even beyond Gaza, right? And it's important to note that Gaza is two-thirds refugees. So Gaza is really a series, for the most part, of large refugee camps. So that's not totally separate from what's going on today there.
Thank you for that, Malik. You mentioned this larger project, the Native and the Refugee. And Matt, I was wondering if you could just explain how Spaces of Exception sort of fit into your broader scope of work.
Yeah, so as part of the Native and the Refugee, we started back in 2014, we started making short films and videos, and we made about a dozen of them. Most of them are available on our website, thenativeandtherefugee.com. But part of that methodology was each time we would visit either a reservation or a refugee camp, we would make basically a short film just from that one trip. And then we would have this material to show as we were continuing to travel and visit different places and communities and kind of have these discussions back and forth about the concept and the ideas. But we also did writings, we've done essays, we put out a book about the Mohawk Warrior Society. And, Roger Jock, who's going to join us at the screening, comes out of that lineage. So that was a kind of deeper dive into the Mohawk experience. Around Akwesasne, which is one of the reservations we focus on in the film, which is in upstate New York and borders Ontario and Quebec. So it kind of spans the border of the United States and Canada, so-called. So that was kind of one deeper dive into the context of the project. We really wanted to think of it like an interdisciplinary project, a research project. But the film is included in that. We made, this 90-minute feature-length documentary film, which is a more kind of concise encapsulation of a lot of our research and a lot of our visits that can travel around and is, serves as a self-contained event and opening for a discussion. So we're grateful that, it's been screening so much, in particular the last 6 months, because I think people have been wanting to learn more about Palestine in general and the refugee dynamic and the, settler colonial process. But then in the experience of that, wanting to think about colonization in the United States and North America, and what are the kind of resonances between what we're currently seeing in Gaza and what we historically might have experienced or peoples might have experienced in North America. And I think that's what the film hopes to do, or the event on Tuesday hopes to kind of bring to light, is to think about those shared experiences and how do we have contemporary solidarity now with what's happening in Gaza, but then what is the kind of historic solidarity, if you will, or generational solidarity with the lands that, we live on in the United States, thinking about the different violent processes that we know they happened, but we're still learning about what that actually looked like or felt like, or how it was narrated in the media, how it was narrated by the government, et cetera. And I think the current and the historic, in terms of Gaza and this kind of dynamic of North America is what we like to talk about, and how we can kind of bring that solidarity to light. But then, of course, Native reservations still exist. They're not just this historic phenomenon. They're living communities, struggling communities, still fighting for sovereignty and self-determination. So to think about, how does the solidarity exist in a contemporary way here as well? So, we're grateful that Roger will join us on Tuesday to kind of hear about his work and his experiences. So, yeah, thanks for having the screening.
Yeah, and before the screening, you'll have the opportunity to do a Be the Media workshop, which goes into this idea of diving deeper into long-term media projects from 5 to 6 p.m. So thank you for doing that. And when you view this film, it really puts into context, as someone from the United States, sort of how we have our hand in funding this genocide currently in Gaza as the United States and providing arms and looking back at our colonial history. But you don't hit people over the head with this type of information. You sort of allow people to enter these spaces, these places. And I was wondering if you wanted to comment on that approach to your collaboration.
Absolutely. Coming off of what Matt was talking about, the idea of it being a multimedia research project, part of the idea of making many of the short films, partially to show them in both spaces and to have it be a kind of cumulative process, or a cumulative process. But it was also to have, different kinds of genres. So some of the films are more experimental, some of them are more propagandistic, some of them are more journalistic, some of them are more kind of a sensory kind of approach that makes you feel like you're there, and the others are more kind of discursive. But with the feature film, what we were really trying to do was do two things. One is we really were trying to avoid a didactic kind of approach where we're telling you, what to think or believe, but rather we want to do two things. On one level, visually, we'll use cinema, sound, and vision to kind of reproduce as much as one can what those spaces feel like. And then the other aspect on a discursive level was to see what people's analysis was. So kind of talk to well-organized, thoughtful people working, living, existing in those spaces. What they think both of their situation from the point of view of the camp or the reservation, but as well as the entire struggle, right? The native struggle or the Palestinian struggle. It wasn't so much to teach people about those spaces. It was more like to think through ideas with people in those spaces while reproducing a feeling of what it might mean to feel like physically being there. I think that, and that comes out of the fact that our work in that particular movie was supposed to reflect our actual process, because that's what we literally did. We went there, stayed there, was in that space, and talked to people there.
Excellent. So, yes, the screening is on Tuesday, April 16th at 7 p.m. at the Sanctuary for Independent Media. Matt Peterson will be joining us. And Malik Rezaimni and Matt Peterson, thank you for joining us today on the Hudson Mohawk Magazine.